This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Seven men acquitted in merger case after a nine-hour jury deliberation. The late Ronald Fenty, father of national hero Robin Rihanna Fenty, will be laid to rest in Barbados. Claims filed in Barbados Supreme Court against Israel. The Israeli ambassador to the Caribbean breaks silence on the conflict with Iran. And government pumps $30 million into facilities Barbadian parents told to get their youth involved in sport early. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. After nearly 9 hours of deliberation, a jury in the No. 3 Supreme Court late last night returned a unanimous not guilty verdict acquitting seven men of the 2015 murder of schoolteacher Dwight Holder. The accused, Brandon Damon Joseph, Adrian Antonio Watts, Ayo Prince Bascom, Rashid Jabbar Gittins, Nicholas Ricardo Clark, Rio Ritian Jelani Ben, and Kemal Mario Straker, had all pled guilty, or not guilty, that is, to the murder of Holder, a 30-year-old teacher who was killed on August 6, 2015. Earlier this month, Akeem Adrian Gittins, the eighth man initially charged, was acquitted after his attorneys Rita Evans and Ensley Granger successfully submitted a no-case motion. There were audible signs of relief and emotion from the remaining seven defendants and their families as the verdict was delivered just before 9 p.m., before Justice Carlisle Graves. King's counsel Michael Lashley, along with Jonelle King, who represented Watts, says it was an intense trial.
It was over 4 weeks of intense trial. I must say that both sides, the defense and the prosecution, I must say, performed well. I think that justice has been served in spite of the witnesses that came to the court on behalf of the prosecution. I think that in my case, I was able to present my case to the jury and make it believable. I followed my client's instructions. And of course, he expressed his innocence from there on.
King's counsel Michael Lashley. Meantime, Justice Patrick Wells presided over the case management and pre-trial review yesterday, where the trial date for the Joes River injunction matter was set for November 10th to 12th, 2025. Our reporter Ricardo Roberts tells us more.
The application to discharge the existing injunction filed by the defendant and opposed by the claimants was not heard during the proceedings. As a result, the injunction, which currently prevents further construction of the contested concrete walls, will remain in place until the trial. More than 20 residents and community members from Bathsheba have filed witness statements in support of the claim asserting a prescriptive right of way to Joes River and a popular nearby lookout known as Teacup and Saucer. The November trial is expected to hear testimony from witnesses on both sides regarding the existence of this alleged right-of-way. Among those anticipated to testify are the Australian developer of the property at Tenby, Richard Haynes of Ullswater Investment Limited, along with other local residents in defense of the project. Attorney Gregory Nichols is representing the claimants, Victor Lewis and Christopher Oliver, while Faye Finisterre and Noah Haynes are appearing on behalf of the defendant, Ullswater Investment Limited. Ricardo Roberts, Starcom Network News.
Several international celebrities are expected to arrive in Barbados for the funeral of Ronald Fenty, father of national hero Robin Rihanna Fenty, in early July. Mr. Fenty passed away in Los Angeles on May 31st following a brief illness, but will be laid to rest in his hometown, Barbados, in what is expected to be a large and well-attended service. His surviving fiancée, Rosemary McKnight, told Starcom Network News that the past 6 weeks have been extremely difficult for her and his children.
The outpouring has just been unbelievable. Keeps me crying almost every day. I do plan to bring quite a few people from Las Vegas that are flying in as well, because a lot of people knew Ronald and respected him so much. He was a genuine, good-hearted person. All the children have been golden to me as well, from Rihanna to Rory to Jamie to Rajat to Samantha to Candy. All of his children have been treating me with gold. And so I just want to say, keep the positive going. It is an open event. Everybody come out and show the support to the family. I'm sure they would appreciate that.
Surviving fiancée of Ronald Fenty, Rosemary McKnight. Lobby group, the Caribbean Against Apartheid in Palestine, yesterday filed a claim in the Supreme Court of Barbados against the Minister of Home Affairs, the Director of Public Prosecutions, and the Immigration Department. Secretary Attorney Lalu Hanuman told Starcom Network they were calling on government to denounce the actions of Israel in Palestine and outlined details of the claim.
A declaration, the first one, is that Israel has committed genocide in Gaza. The second one, that Israel has committed war crimes in Gaza. Thirdly, that Israel has committed crimes against humanity in Gaza. Fourthly, that Israel is an apartheid state. And fifthly, that the Director of Public Prosecutions must bring charges against anyone in Barbados, visitor or resident alike, who has been involved in either one or all of the following. And then he listed them: genocide in Gaza, war crimes in Gaza, crimes against humanity in Gaza.
Secretary of the Caribbean Against Apartheid in Palestine, Attorney Lalu Hanuman. Meantime, Israeli ambassador to the Caribbean, Itai Bardov, has voiced grave concerns regarding Iran's nuclear ambitions and its role in destabilizing the Middle East, emphasizing that Israel remains committed to its own self-defense. Speaking with Starcom Network News from his office in Panama, Ambassador Bardov stressed that Iran's rapid advancement in uranium enrichment and ballistic missile development has left Israel with no choice but to defend themselves and their own survivability.
This war is a very concerning war, of course, because Iran has they don't have any kind of limit or restraint when they are attacking and firing their ballistic missiles with half a ton of a TNT, of explosives. They're firing it directly into civilian areas. Just like this morning, they attacked a hospital in Beersheba. This hospital serves Muslims, Christians, Jews. They directly hit the hospital. The fact of what Iran is doing and the fact that they've managed to acquire so many ballistic missiles just shows how we really reached the 90th minute before we did what we had to do in order to defend Israel.
Israel's ambassador to the Caribbean, Itai Bardov. Barbadian parents are being urged to enroll their children in sports and other positive activities from as early an age as possible. Sports Minister Charles Griffith says government will provide the necessary infrastructure and technical support, but parents must join the effort. Speaking to Starcom Network following the recent announcement of a $30 million spend in new facilities across the island, Mr. Griffith said the plans were not about, or they were about, offering new path for Barbadian youth.
Crime and risk prevention. This is something that being involved in sports at a young age can also impact our youngsters. It keeps our youngsters engaged in a positive, structured environment, and it reduces the likelihood of being involved in risky and criminal behavior. We need to realize that the academics are important, but it is also important to get our youngsters involved. This is something that can promote healthy lifestyle for the rest of their life. It promotes mental and emotional well-being.
Minister of Sport, Youth and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. And finally, residents of Eagle Hall and surrounding areas have expressed satisfaction at the reopening of the Eagle Hall post office. After being closed for a year, operations resumed yesterday, and Starcom Network News spoke to those in the community.
It is a fantastic idea to reopen as the post office, honestly. Yeah, I mean, short, yeah. So it's a great idea.
I check mostly.
I mean, don't misunderstand me. Having a police station actually needs to do her. It's always helpful, you know. So my sons and I, one of us, you know, happen to use it as a, you know, but it's good.
You know, when it was there, it was okay. Especially, you say, like, for the older folks. But when they go there, then sometimes they say have to go to town to do the business. So, you know, people is making a lot of fuss about it, but I didn't see anything wrong with it. But at least I'm glad it is back. My pension, it usually go to my bank. I didn't have to deal with the post office.
residents of Eagle Hall, St. Michael. Recapping the headlines, 7 men acquitted in a murder case after a 9-hour jury deliberation. The late Ronald Fenty, father of national hero Robin Rihanna Fenty, will be laid to rest in Barbados. Claims filed in Barbados Supreme Court against Israel. The Israeli ambassador to the Caribbean breaks silence on conflict with Iran. As government pumps $30 million into facilities, Barbadian parents told to get their youth involved in sports early. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.